So I'm here with Wade Gordon. He's the Director of Disability Services here at BYU Idaho, and he's also the devotional speaker this week. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, as you'd mentioned, my name is Wade Gordon. I am currently in the position of the director at here on campus for our Disability Services office. I've actually been on campus going on my 14th year now. I spent a little bit of time, almost 9 years actually, in the honor office prior to this position. So, yeah, so I've been here a little while, but it's been a great experience. I love working at BYU Idaho.
In your devotional talk, you talk a lot about your family, and so I wondered maybe if you could tell us, you know, like how many kids you have and.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I have four daughters and one son. My four daughters are the oldest. My son's on the tail end. My two oldest daughters actually are BYU Idaho students, so they're here on campus and enjoying the experience of being in college and maybe learning some things that they couldn't otherwise learn if they were at home with us. So that's my two oldest. I have a junior daughter in high school as well, and a sophomore at Madison High School. And then my son is an eighth grader at the Madison Junior High.
That's awesome. So what is
And then, of course, I'm married. My wife, Misty, she's a great part of my life. So I don't know what I'd do without her. So I better not forget that one.
Yes. She is also important.
Yes.
But what's the title of your devotional?
So the title of my talk is it's actually taken from a scripture in the Book of Mormon, in Mormon chapter 5, verse 23, and the title of the talk is "Know Ye Not That You're in the Hands of God." That's the title of my devotional address for next Tuesday. Yeah.
So in your devotional, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for
sure.
People, so. But you do talk about an experience that your family had with your house burning down. So I wondered, you were talking about serving others and knowing that you're in the hand of God.
Yeah.
Can you maybe talk to me about like those feelings that you had that maybe you don't share in like your devotional?
Yeah. I think one experience or maybe a feeling that we have had kind of across the board with all of my family members through this experience, which is something that we didn't anticipate. Obviously, we've never been through anything like this, so everything is new to us. But one thing that I won't share, but I'm willing to share here would be through this experience, we have felt a tremendous amount of guilt, and that might sound weird to people. But we have been so blessed through this experience. We've just seen so many good things happen. People have been so kind and generous and loving, and so that's made us feel a little guilty. We're both my wife and I are our career paths are in the helping profession, and we love to help people. And so when that coin was flipped to the other side, that was pretty challenging for us to be in a position where people are helping us. That was something that we've struggled with a lot. How do you ever repay people for the goodness and the kindness? And I think the thing that's maybe helped us kind of come to terms with that weird feeling of guilt is we have just committed to make sure that we're doing what we can. We know that we won't ever be able to repay everybody, not even close, but we know Heavenly Father can. And so when we pray, we ask for blessings to be given to those who have been so kind and generous and thoughtful. And so that's been something that through this experience, it's been an interesting feeling. I did not ever expect to have that feeling, but it has been something that we've struggled with a little bit. But again, we we know that our Heavenly Father can do amazing things, and He can bless, and He knows the challenges that everyone is going through. And we just pray that He will, you know, send those angels to those people that are in need. So
when this happened, then I don't know, I just imagine that it was just everything so crazy, you know? And
yeah.
So I wondered, you know, when for you, or maybe it was always this way, were you able to go to God and just like turn your life over in His hands and not, you know, be angry about what happened or anything
like
that?
Yeah, that's a great point. Sometimes we hear of experiences with people that do become angry and bitter and, you know, that sort of thing. But honestly, and that's one thing that my wife and I have talked about specifically with each other many times, we've never once felt any anger. We felt a lot of different emotions, as you can imagine, but we've never been angry. We've never been bitter. We feel so blessed to have what we have. Our children were safe. We weren't home at the time. The children were home alone. The fire actually started about 2:30 in the morning, so they were there the whole time, and so we just feel so blessed. We weren't ever angry or bitter. In fact, one of the crazy experiences that we had through this was as we were, I got the call from my second oldest daughter, and I remember stepping out of the viewing right before the funeral of my wife's grandmother. That's where we were at when this happened. And I remember stepping out and taking that call, and shortly after that, I walked back into the area where the funeral was to begin, and I saw a pretty worried look on my wife's face. We got a text message from one of our daughters, and it was a group text, and anyway, she saw that and was worried, and I said, you know, the kids are out, the fire department's notified, you know, things are going to be okay, and then we sat down to the funeral. My wife was on schedule to say the closing prayer. I was asked to dedicate the grave. And so as we sat there, it was an interesting experience because our phones just started to go crazy. Text messages, phone calls, and obviously we're not in a position at the funeral to answer those. But it was interesting how during that time as we sat and just held each other's hands, we weren't sure what this would end up looking like, but we had just an indescribable feeling of love and peace and calm come over us. And honestly, I know that, you know, that was our Heavenly Father just letting us know He was aware. So we were able to finish it out. My wife said the prayer. We went to the cemetery. I dedicated the grave. And then we informed her family of the situation, and we made our trip back to Rexburg. But that was something that was very tender to us. It was stressful, it was challenging, worrisome, all the emotions, but we knew that He was mindful of us, and we were calm. And I think that's that love that we felt, I think that's when we knew. I mean, we've always known, but that made it very real to us. We knew that He was mindful of us. We were in His hand, and He was in charge. And so I think that's what allowed us to not go down that other path that sometimes people are tempted to take.
Right. So you were talking about praying, you know, to find people to serve, to try and kind of like give back.
Yeah.
And so I wondered, like, maybe have you had any experiences then when you are maybe now more aware of other people?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, about a year actually to the day of our experience, there was another family here in Rexburg that lost their home. Very similar experience. And in fact, several of my children are classmates of their children. And that hit home for us. You know, we could relate. We knew a lot of what they were experiencing and what they would go through. And it definitely makes you more aware. I have a quote in my office by Elder Holland. He actually, he gave a talk, and he said one of the things in that talk, he said, be kinder than necessary, because everybody's fighting some sort of a battle. And you definitely become more aware. This morning on the news, I saw the more wildfires in California, and you know, that it just brings you back to those moments and that experience. And again, that's just when you realize, even though it's challenging, even though those people are just gonna, their world just got turned upside down, they can have faith in knowing that these things happen for a reason. God can see everything, and we're just, our challenge is to have the faith and trust that He can see those things that we can't, and with our limited understanding and perspective, we just have to move past that and know that He's in charge. He has things happen for a reason, and there may be times that we don't know why, but it's okay. We can have faith that He knows why. There's a reason behind it.
And so I was kind of thinking about, like, your kids, you know, going through this, and just, like, as a family.
Yeah.
So I wondered, like, maybe how has your family grown and reacted to this experience?
Yeah. We've learned so many lessons through this experience. I know when this happened, as a parent, my wife and I, our main concern was, we wanted our kids to have a normal life, right? We didn't want them to feel different. We didn't want them to miss out on things that they were already involved in. That was a big worry for us. They didn't go to school for a couple weeks just because, again, it was so overwhelming. We were just trying to figure out what do we even do. And but I think it has helped us all realize what matters most in this life. Yeah, we lost everything, and we lost some very sentimental things. One of the biggest challenges for me personally was just the thought of all the family pictures. We're a family that likes to go have fun and vacation and go on trips and see different things, and my wife takes a lot of pictures, and so I miss those. I miss not being able to sit down and look at some of those, especially when the kids were little. But at the same time, I have my kids, and we can create new memories. We can take new photos, but still, it doesn't mean that I can't long to see some of the family videos, right?
Right.
To reminisce and want to go back to some of those tender times and special moments. And so, but I think overall we've always been a close family, but this is really created an opportunity for us to really look at what matters most, and honestly, it's the relationships we have with people. It's the people around us. It's those who help us, people that we are able to help and lift and build. That's part of the plan. Right, God's plan for all of us is we're not just here to suffer through and be miserable. Yeah, we're here to be tested and tried, and we know that. But through those trials and experiences, I think we're in a very unique position to help and lift others. It's just an amazing and part of the gospel, and I'm so glad that I can be a part of that. And position myself to lift and build those around me based on the experiences that I have.
And you've probably already said it, but what do you hope that the students take away from your devotional?
Yeah, I knew as soon as I got the call, actually back in July, to be a speaker for this fall semester, I knew immediately what I needed to talk about. And some of the lessons that I learned, and one of the challenges that one of the things I worried about was, I don't want this to be about me. It's kind of hard because it is about me and my family, this experience, and it was so visible. people that were here, they told me, I mean, they could see smoke for miles. It was a cold, crisp morning, not a lot of clouds in the sky, and you could see this for a long ways. And so I worried, my situation was pretty visible, but I worry about others that it's not so visible. We all struggle with things, and sometimes people don't even know. And so I don't want this to be about me, but I want students to realize that Heavenly Father is mindful of you. He is in the details. When things happen, we can have faith knowing that He's in charge, and He has a purpose and meaning for all of these things that happen, even though we may not understand them. And sometimes we may not understand ever in this life, but we can have faith in Him and know no matter what we're going through, He's there. He's got His hands in our lives. I think our challenge is just to pay attention to that a little more. I don't believe we're going to see all the things, right, that happen. I don't think that's how it's meant to be. But I do know that there are things that happen, and I've been able to be blessed to see some of those things. And so that's what I hope the students get out of this, is that it doesn't matter what you're going through. If anybody doesn't know, or you know, you're feeling alone and it's overwhelming, it's okay. God knows, and He loves you so much, and He's going to provide people to, He's going to prompt people to do things that will bless and change your life. And that's what I hope they get. Again, I don't want this to be about me, but I do want to share. This is a pretty big experience that has increased our family's faith in the plan for us. And we all have a plan for us. And it doesn't matter what it is, but God knows, He loves you. He's going to help you through it.
Great. I'm sure they'll get some of that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's Wade Gordon. Thank you.
Thank you.